Good morning.
Good morning.
The children's sermon, right? Well, I have to tell you guys, I've been thinking a lot about heaven lately. I know that's kind of weird, but it started around Christmas time, and somebody mentioned to me, oh gosh, wasn't that hymn sing great? That's what we're going to do in heaven all day and all night. We're going to sing. I'm like, oh, I'm really not really good at singing. Do we have to do that all the time? You think that's really all we're going to do in heaven? No, I don't think so at all. I think heaven's going to be like a big vacation. Yeah, Shay agrees. Yes. So when I go on vacation, I only need two things. So I have my keys, because I need to be able to get into wherever I'm going. And I have my credit card, because I can buy everything else. Now, Mr. Reichert, on the other hand, when we're going to go on vacation, he takes all the fun. Really, it all comes. The balls, the bats, the nets, the chairs. We have lawn chairs, chaise lounges. We have inner tubes, blow-up balls. And then, of course, there's three sets of golf clubs, even though two of us only golf. Everything. Everything comes with us. One time we went on vacation, he literally had to take a truck on his own. I'm not lying. He did. We went in two separate cars. I took the kids. He took the fun. And that's how it works. So I was kind of thinking, you know, I think that'll be kind of what heaven's like. You know, you have to have the right key to get in, right? But once you're there, what are you going to do? So it's kind of what Jesus says, it's opposite of here. So here's what I think. It's like when Mr. Matchett goes to heaven, he's got the key, right? You have the right key to get in, which is you believe in Jesus. He's your Savior. That's no problem. But then there's going to be the guy behind him with the clipboard going, oh, Mr. Matchett, where are we going to put you? Now, you're really good at children's sermons. I mean, you jump off chairs, you dress up like a nut. I mean, you're awesome at children's sermons. So since you did that for this little tiny church down there, I'm going to put you on the big screen up here in heaven. You're going to perform for everybody. Don't you think that's what? I think that's what's going to happen. Or, for example, Lori and Mike Sabern. You know, they've been feeding hungry people in this little church for 12 years. So I think when they get to heaven, Jesus is going to be like, come on, you got the key, come in, no questions asked. But the guy with the clipboard behind him is going to be like, Lori and Mike, you have been feeding hungry people for a long time. I'm sitting you right up there on the main table next to God. And we're going to serve you for the rest of eternity. How about that? This is cool, isn't it? Let's see, who else? Oh, how about Mr. Matier and Mr. Shalin and all those other people, the secret ones, that have been shoveling all week. They've been shoveling and shoveling and shoveling. When they get to heaven, they get a clean pass in, they got the key. But the guy with the clipboard's going to be like, you took such good care of that little church down there. I'm going to let you manage the mansion. You can tell everybody else what to do. Sound good? Yes, it does. So here's my thought, though. I'm going to get up there. And I know I'm going to get the pass. Jesus is going to say, go ahead. Go see the guy with the clipboard. Oh, my gosh. I'm so afraid. I think I'm going to walk up to that, and he's going to go, Mrs. Reichert, you have not been using your gifts for the kingdom. You've been focusing on what you wanted down there. You have to go over and stand with the losers. Yeah, I think there's a loser section in heaven. I do. And I'm afraid I might go there. You're so sweet. He says, I don't go there. But that's kind of what I think. I think that's why we're here. I think we have to figure out what our gifts are, and then we have to use them for what God intends for us. So my job for the rest of the week is to figure out what my gift is and to use it the right way. Will you help me? We'll go downstairs and we'll talk about gifts some more, okay? Can you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the people that work so hard for our church, for the children's sermons, for the shoveling, for the feeding. Let us feed those sheep that you have asked us to feed and keep using our gifts to your glory in the kingdom. Amen.